Is the door to Iron Man totally closed? Because I don't believe it is.
Every day, the reset button, the space bar gets pressed, and it's like, now what?
30 years, he has struggled with a dangerous drug addiction that nearly destroyed him. And today, he says he's clean, he's in love. And so by the time you're in prison, that's not rock bottom for you?
Nope. It's easy to embrace hopelessness when things seem insurmountable. And yet, it's actually just a matter of time until all of the elements come together for things to be all right. I mean, I believe that, you know, most difficult situations will resolve themselves if you are persistent and if you don't give up entirely. And that's what I never did. I never gave up.
Do you still get urges to do drugs?
I have not even an inkling of a desire. It's not that difficult to overcome these seemingly ghastly problems. What's hard is to decide.
That thing that you're wearing around your neck.
Yes.
Being as you are obviously known as being Iron Man, are you concerned with wearing a large thing in the exact same spot?
Life is funny because I was doing this before I ever got fitted for the RT. So it was more of art imitating oddball stuff I was doing anyway.
Even more interesting because maybe you were born to be Iron Man because Iron Man obviously had that.
Loosely prearranged destiny. And what's incredible is how far afield you can go from it and still find your way back.
This concept of things just sort of falling into place. I'm a big believer in that too. What is that though? Is that you getting out of your own way?
Isn't that 70% of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say it's 70% maintenance of what can I do to do my part to stay out of the way. And then the other part, I always think of it as like this little super thin, invisible thread, but you can feel the tug and you just kind of, you have to be really gentle. You have to pause when agitated and you have to go for it when you're going to like, there's four walls in here. Which one has the map behind it? You, it's that one. And you knock down the wall and it's there, you know?
Yeah. What is that though? That's a
synchronicity.
Yeah.
Intuition. I don't know.
Right.
It's the big I don't know. And I really feel it's so funny at this point in my life and being, you know, kind of middle-aged and all that. Well, I know I'm going to fly around the world and I'm going to sell some soap. And I know I have a new project and I know I've just retired my jersey on this 12-year journey I've been on. And how do I want to start? And it came up, how would you like it? I go, yes, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to go have the Joe Rogan experience and kick off this year and this season and this new chapter by doing what I love. I think part of the reason I'm still so interested, not just in life, but also, you know, getting to do what I do, is I'm a fan. I love movies. I love creativity. I love music. I love culture. And the fact that I actually have a place in it while I'm observing it and digging it is like, it's an honor.
Even though he has a whole lot of money, even though he's Iron Man, dude, here's the deal. He's still nice. My daughter is 4 years old and she says, Daddy, don't you know Iron Man? Can't you hook it up? It's my birthday. Can he come to my birthday? Can you make it happen, Daddy? And this is at his height. This is when everything is going. And I text him and I said, listen, man, my daughter, you know, she loves Iron Man. If you got time, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you'd stop by, and this is the day before her birthday. It's Saturday. Sunday is the birthday. He texts back. He says, is 12 o'clock noon good?
Is the door to Iron Man totally closed? Because I don't believe it is.
Oh.
You guys can go through time now.
Well, let me ask you the question. If I pick the jersey back up and put it on, wouldn't you feel a little bit like, oh,
no.
Crap?
No.
Oh.
I love you as Iron Man. So I would, if they opened up this time machine and you popped out, I just imagine the moment where everybody goes fucking crazy. It would be amazing.
It could be great.
I would love that. But I would also love you hanging it up.
It's just, I keep thinking, see clearly. And it's difficult because I feel like we all just get buffeted by feelings and ego or fears or little, you know, chips of resentments or intuitions that are tied to something maybe higher, but you think is out of your reach or whatever. So I need to be kept right-sized because I can easily fall into self-seeking and depression and self-pity and judgment and all that stuff. It's kind of a, it's a bit of a default, but I spend enough energy and I've had enough help over enough years to actually just say, oh, that's just awful, destructive behavior. You're entertaining in your head, you know? If I'm noticing anything now, it's that we need to shift and we need new challenges. And just like society and politics, things are moving and morphing, and the information age is making things so – everything's learning and growing from everything so quickly and improving or disproving. But for me, it's just incredible. Our culture never encourages taking a break, never encourages saying, don't chase that thing because you've got it in your hands. So confidence, you know, there's been times when I've felt I'm in possession of it. And then you want to let go a little bit because it's only ever the moment and life guiding you. The wind is so at your back that you're like, wow, are you just, you know, jumping over the waves and all that by yourself? And you're like, you bet I am. But there's a physics to the moment and the wind's at your back. And then the wind does what the fucking wind does, and it changes. And if you're left there thinking what, you know, so I think it's great to be in full possession of what you would call supreme confidence and then see what happens if you don't hold on to it so hard, because it's great, but it is a bit of an illusion because like everything else, it's always changing. Always know what your action is, because then when you come in the morning confident, or when you come in the morning and you can't hit your ass with both hands, you know what to do. Just boil down what it is you're doing, whether there's a camera around or just what am I doing today? Today I'm showing up and I'm trying to be honest and also to listen and learn. But really my action today is I'm beginning a process of promotion.
You actually take comfort in the fact that your eyesight is starting to dwindle?
You want to chase it. But what I appreciate is you know where you're at by what you're able to retain if you fight for it. And the things that are going no matter what you do. Sometimes it's about, I don't need to try to use something to hold on to everything. I want to pick the 5 or 7 things that I definitely want to hold on to. And I want to watch the rest of it go in and out with the tides.
Smile. Though your heart is aching, smile. Even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky.